chicken, you can't roost too high for me. Chicken, chicken, come on out of that tree. Chicken, 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 you can't roost too high for me. C is the way to begin, A to make a letter in. I am the bird, C for the seasoned bird. K is to fill him in, E, I'm near the end, C-H-I-C-K.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants in New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Ukrainian government has reached a deal with the opposition to end a political crisis that cost dozens of lives during clashes this week. President Viktor Yanukovych, facing pressure to resign, has agreed to give up some of his powers to form a unity government and to hold an early presidential election. Ukraine's parliament has also voted for amendments in the criminal code that could lead to the release of jailed opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko, Yanukovych's political rival. Covering developments at Kiev's Independence Square, ground zero of nearly 3 months of demonstrations, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports some police officers seem to be switching sides.
Today, a group of Ukrainian police officers from the town of Lviv came to the square here in Kiev and basically announced themselves as defectors. And they were in uniform, carried guns. They were applauded by the protesters who were there in the square.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson. In the face of uncertainty back home, Ukraine's Olympic team has won its first gold medal in Sochi in the women's biathlon relay. The athletes beat out Russia and Norway. Under Armour has signed a new 8-year supplier agreement with U.S. speed skating despite criticism of the company's speed skating suits at the Sochi Games. NPR's Howard Berkus says the company hopes to move past the Olympic controversy.
Some American speed skaters blame new Under Armour suits for relatively poor performances during the Sochi Olympics. In fact, U.S. speed skating abandoned the new suits, but athletes didn't do any better with the old ones, which are also made by Under Armour. Still, the strained marriage will continue through the next two Winter Olympics, with Under Armour agreeing to clothe speed skaters. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but agreements like this are critical to U.S. speed skating, which has struggled financially in the face of organizational dysfunction and scandal. Other Olympians have done better in their Under Armour wear. The company says its athletes have won 10 Olympic medals. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
And now on to news on how the housing market's faring. Sales of previously owned homes sagging. The National Association of Realtors says home sales dropped just over 5% in January. NPR's Craig Windham reports sales were down to their lowest level in a year and a half.
Sales fell in all parts of the country, but the biggest drop was in the warmest region, the western states. So while the severe winter weather gripping much of the nation last month did chill home sales, Walter Maloney with the Realtors Association says there were other factors as well.
We still have the ongoing headwinds of tight credit, limited inventory, higher prices, and higher mortgage interest rates.
The tight supply of available homes and strong demand, including from investors, are putting upward pressure on home prices. The median sales price for existing homes last month was about $189,000. That's up nearly 11% from January of last year. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Dow is up 22 points at 16,155. This is NPR. U.S. transportation officials have reached an agreement with railroads over safety measures in hauling volatile shipments of crude oil. They're adopting wide-ranging voluntary rules that call for railroads to slow down travel through major cities, increase track inspections, and they also call for more robust emergency response planning along the routes. They're acting in part to a series of deadly accidents in recent years. In Britain's phone hacking trial, Rebecca Brooks, a former editor of Rupert Murdoch's News of the World and Sun tabloids and former head of his UK newspaper operation, has been giving evidence for a second straight day. She's charged with phone hacking and destroying evidence. Larry Miller reports Brooks claims ignorance on a number of key issues.
Brooks testified she neither authorized nor was aware of the phone hacking. She also denied knowledge of the $150,000 a year contract the paper had with a private investigator who's admitted hacking, despite such an amount requiring her sign-off. Brooks further denied ever hearing the investigator's name. She denied the News of the World's Investigations Unit was known as the Dark Arts Department, was involved in illegality, or that it was specifically set up to hack phones. Brooks says she would not have known the source of every story that appeared in the paper. Brooks' testimony is expected to last 3 weeks. She's one of seven defendants. The trial is set to continue into May. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Somalia's capital, Al-Shabaab militants have attacked the presidential palace compound with at least one car bomb. President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed is reported to be fine, but one of his top aides and a former intelligence commander were reportedly killed. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kresge Foundation, expanding opportunities in America's cities at kresge.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We turn back the clock now to 1954. Here is Willie Dixon, along with Otis Spann on piano, Jody Williams and Hubert Sumlin on guitar, and Willie Dixon on bass, Earl Phillips on drums. Howlin' Wolf actually doing a Willie Dixon tune. Here is Evil.
After a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone, something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother, you better watch your happy home. Sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stall. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Smoking off you half the whole bone. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
She don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping. My babe, true little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby, my babe. She do so pleasing, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My baby don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My baby,
true little baby,
she's my baby,
true little baby,
she's my baby,
true little baby, she's my baby.
Little Walter on blues, harp, and vocals, recording for Chess Records back in 1955. My Babe, a number written by Willie Dixon, who was playing bass on that particular track, Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitars. And we heard prior to that, Howling Wolf doing another Willie Dixon composition, Dixon on bass on that recording, also for Chess Records. Howling Wolf from 1954 doing Evil, another, again, one of many tunes Willie Dixon composed for a lot of the great blues artists in Chicago back in the 1950s. We're going to turn now to a song that was first recorded by Little Walter in 1953 for Chess, done here, though, in the mid-60s by another Chicago blues band, this time the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Here's Butterfield's take on Blues with a Feeling.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow! Thank you.
With Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals from a disc called Live at Teresa's, 1975. Junior Wells doing Little by Little, one of his own compositions. Phil Guy was a guitarist on that track, Buddy Guy's brother. Before hearing Junior Wells, we heard another fine Chicago blues harp player, Paul Butterfield. Butterfield on blues harp and vocals. He did, again, a cover of the Little Walter tune, Blues with a Feeling, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, recorded back in 1965. And while listening to that rendition of Blues with a Feeling, if you were wondering who was executing those blistering fluid guitar runs, it would have to be Michael Bloomfield, of course, one of the members of the band back then. We're going to move up a couple of years when Bloomfield was playing with the band Electric Flag. Here he is from a disc called Essential Blues, 1964 to 69. Michael Bloomfield and Electric Flag with a cover of the Howling Wolf tune, Killing Floor.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man.
Well, I think we're going to wait off, hold off on that one. That is kind of a long period piece that actually doesn't quite fit with the spirit of things. We'll get to that track a little later. Meanwhile, let's venture back a few years and listen to Dinah Washington.
I've got bad news, baby, and you're the first to know. Yes, I've got bad news, baby, and you're the first to know. Well, I discovered this morning that my wig is about to blow. Well, I've been rocking on my feet, and I've been talking all out of my head. Yes, I've been rocking on my feet, and I've been talking all out of my head. And when I get through talking, I can't remember a thing I've said. Now, I used to be a Sharpie, all dressed in the latest styles, but now I'm walking down Broadway wearing nothing but a smile. I see all kinds of little men, although they're never there. I try to push a subway train and put whiskey in my hair. I'm a gal who blew a fuse. I've got those blow-top blues. I was 5 feet tall. Today I'm 8 feet ten. Every time I fall downstairs, I float right up again. When someone turned the lights on me, it like to drove me blind. I woke up this morning in Bellevue, but I've left my mind behind. I'm a gal you can't excuse, 'cause I've got those blow-top blues. I took my man to his wife's front door. Yes, I got juiced last night, and I took my man to his wife's front door. Oh, but she was a 45-packing mama, and I ain't going to try that no more.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys, and Kevin Nakin and the Assen Playboys. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Blues diva J.J. Thames from her new disc, Tell You What I Know. She's from Mississippi and classically trained, really wonderful voice. That, of course, was a piece called Hey You. J.J. Thames was preceded by Dinah Washington. We heard Dinah from 1952, recorded in Chicago, doing a number called The New Blowtop Blues, a take on an old Leonard Feather composition. Next year on KRVS, we are ready now for that Electric Flag cut featuring Michael Bloomfield on guitar from 1967, their cover of Killing Floor, the Howling Wolf tune. We're going to skip over some of that, some of what they used at the time for the audience, which may or may not have been appropriate. But anyway, it's gone. Here's Michael Bloomfield.
A long time ago, yes, I should have quit you, baby, a long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. If I'd have listened to my second mind, second mind, you know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. Mm-hmm.
hey, baby. Oh, can't you hear? Hey, baby.
Big Bill Morganfield from his debut album, A Rising Sun. That was, of course, a title track. The disc came out on Blind Pig Records back in 1999, and the title is a reference to the fact that Big Bill Morganfield is a son of McKinley Morganfield, better known as Muddy Waters for all time. And Big Bill was on doing the slide guitar work on this particular track, and vocals, of course. He had a few of former Muddy Waters bandmates members on this disc and on this track: Bob Margolin on second guitar, Paul Osher on blues harp, Pinetop Perkins on piano, Willie Smith on drums. Before we heard Big Bill Morgan Field. We heard Michael Bloomfield playing guitar with the band Electric Flag from 1967, doing a cover of the Howling Wolf tune, Killing Floor. We're going to turn next to a guy that was also in the Muddy Waters band for, I think it was about 8 years, 72 to 1980. We're talking about Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson. And we're going to listen to a track from his disc, Talking About Soul. I had a call earlier today reminding me that this would have been Bobby Charles' 72nd birthday, Bobby Charles Guidry. Here is the Bobby Charles tune that's been recorded, I think it's now at least six times in the genre of blues, first by Muddy Waters here there in 1975, here by Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson. Here's Johnson with Bobby Charles. Is why are people like that?
He takes your love and your money. They take your sugar and your honey. He takes your skin from your fat. How come people act like that? They take your house and your home. They take the flesh from your bones. They take the shirt off your back. Oh, how come people act like that? They take your farm and your crop. They take everything that you got. They laugh behind your back. How come people act like that? Act like that. They take your cop and your home. They take the blood from your bone. They laugh behind your back. Like that. I don't know why people act like that.
Down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet soft and low. I'm broke and I got nowhere to go. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet close behind your door. Make it so my good man will never know. We're in the blues everywhere I see. We're in the blues. never had the blues like me. Play your guitar, please.
Make it low behind the door. Make me down.